Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Vert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting 8th. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Vert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Haney and he is out, Held applying the tag. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Snyder trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. Green moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to second to double up Green. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suarez moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Monday reaches second base with a double. Suarez scores. Campaneris scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Watt now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roger Repo's now playing left field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Blefary moves to second. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Suarez for a passed ball. Blefary moves to third. Held moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repo's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repo's strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suarez strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watt strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Monday strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson strikes out. There goes Robinson. The throw from Suarez to second, and Robinson is out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. Repose strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fisher, and towards Robinson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Orioles, 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Suarez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jack Aker now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Powell reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Haney reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Bulfari moves to third. It's 7-4, Orioles. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing second base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-2 in the game. Repose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Charles moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haney for a passed ball. Cater scores. Charles moves to third. Repose moves to second. It's 7-5, Orioles. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles scores. Repose moves to third. It's 7-6, Orioles. Stu Miller now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Tim Talton pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Dick Green. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Repose tags and scores. Lewis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 7, Orioles, 7. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 8-7, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Talton now catching. Ossie Chavarria now playing second base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chavarria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Haney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Larry Haney. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Aker covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.